Dan Antoine.
Hi, Nadia. This is Shalette calling back.
Hello.
Hi. So, did I give you any time?
Yeah, I was gonna see if I can add like 80 on it right now to get it started, and yeah, hopefully we can get some work out of that to at least last us a couple of days.
Okay, so I will give me just one moment. Okay, so I will try to do that. I'm just gonna tell you, I'll put the 80 on, but I'm just gonna tell you in most cases, it's not real helpful when you use low amounts, and so you don't want to try to do that too often, because really think about it this way: $80 gives you 60, and you're already overspent by 10, and so that gives you 50, and at the same time, you don't want your account normally to get down to less than double what your daily spend is, because it can start shutting off. So it can be problematic, but I will put the 80 on if that's what you want to do, but I'm just going to let you know then, try not to go lower than, you know, $100 increment is a low amount already, so try not to do that too often if you can.
Yeah. Yeah,
because really it's just, I don't want you to put money in not see results, you know?
Yeah, when I talked to the guy, was it Isaac you said I talked to, or one of those guys?
Ivan.
Okay, yeah. So he said he's going to have someone call me from the website team, because like I said, with everything I have with y'all, my phones still aren't ringing. So what I did is I asked him if he can, like, re-optimize my campaigns with y'all so that I can get into the Google listings again, because one of them, I know they were calling me like from Yelp that y'all have listed, and they're showing that I'm closed. So some of those are still, I don't know what's going on, where we're not showing open or available. And I'm thinking if we can get our listings re-optimized with your Google partners that y'all put us through, maybe we can get some more calls, because I'm telling you, we were open all weekend and got no work. So something's not coming through on the phone. I'm not sure what's going on, but we stayed open, you know, these whole past 4 days and didn't get any work out of it. And normally on a holiday, we would have gotten a lot of work. Yeah, so if you can see, maybe they can, like, re-optimize whatever listings y'all can put us through so that my phones are ringing, because of course I want to have a higher budget on Google. It's just that if I'm not making it, and I'm putting in the $240 a month already to have the campaigns and the website, you know, and I'm not getting much back, so I just need to get some money coming in.
Understood. Okay, so just a moment, let me, because I talked to him this morning, because, you know, Your account is, has several different things going on it, you know, as far as the multiple locations and the way that your ads have to be handled as well. And so, you know, he wasn't real clear on what's going on. Now, I already got your phone number fixed on that one website that wasn't wrong in the text.
That's what I told him about too. One of our old numbers is on there.
Yeah, it was down in the text, so I fixed that this morning. And so he had mentioned, okay, let me just say, he set you an appointment about your website for Wednesday. So that's somebody that talks just specifically about if you're looking for changes on your website. And so that, he says, I'm reading his notes, he set you an appointment for that, okay? However, what you're asking me about is more about having updates on the directories. It won't have anything to do with the website. Also, when you mention Yelp. So,
Because they called me from Yelp and they said that I'm showing that I'm closed or out of business. And I was like, no, we're open. We've been open over 9 years. And he said, yeah, that one of our listings is showing that we're closed. And I was like, well, I'm not sure why that is. So I'm wondering if if y'all can update my directories again to make sure we're showing open on whatever all the directories y'all have for us, that way, like I said, I just need my phone to ring.
Okay.
You know, once my phone starts ringing, you know, we can bring money in. But right now, without my phone ringing, I can't really, you know, get far.
Understood. Well, I'm gonna put in the request to update all the directories, and it's possible that newest location, I'm not even sure if it had all of them, and so and that was the one that was originally marked closed when we took it on, right? So
Richmond Hills.
Mm-hmm. So it's possible.
Yeah.
This one could be the
and
problem.
And I'm wondering
area.
If there was even, if they were even created on that Shanefield location, since I just verified it. There's no way you can push through that verification, can you? Or just, we have to wait the whole 5 days.
Okay, so what are you saying now? Your verification is looking done. Okay, so.
Okay, the video?
Yes. You know, the way, what I'm going by is when I logged in and looked, it no longer looks unverified. Okay. So, yeah, at first when you did it, it probably said processing. And
I think I did it yesterday. But, yeah,
right.
it said it would take, like, 5 days, so it's already showing verified now.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
the more exposure I can get, and right now I'm only using y'all for marketing, so the hard
right.
part is, you know, putting
it
everything with y'all. I need
I don't understand. Why your phones are slow. I really don't, is you do have coverage in multiple ways. And
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
And they
and it's surprising to me, too, because we have multiple locations, multiple numbers, and all that. I use different types of phones because I start thinking, is it an Android issue or is it an iPhone issue? So I have both kinds of phones.
Oh, wow.
You know, to make sure I have the right kind of coverage. But when none of them are ringing, it's like, okay, well, something's going on.
Yeah. So the part I'm going to do, the part I'm going to take care of is requesting that they have the directory listings on all three locations. And, you know, so there may have been when one, you might not have even had them. The newest one possibly. So I'll just
okay.
put I'll put a request, just update all locations and, so that they're all,
okay.
all three up to date. Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll help me.
Okay. Now, were you looking for specific changes on your website? That's what he made a website, appointment about. And, I don't know if that's what you were really looking for.
On which one? I'm sorry.
Okay, so I haven't made you an appointment with the website department, which
oh,
is...
Oh, no. It's for the publicity. Yeah, I don't
okay.
really need changes. The only one was that phone number that was incorrect.
Okay.
Other than that, yeah, I just need the publicity back on it. Because I don't know, I remember I had called you last week when that .net website was off. So I'm not even sure how
right.
long that one was off, you know. I guess it went down or something happened.
Right. Well, I don't think it was off long, and I could tell because of the fact that that's the one connected to your ads. And so, and your ads have been running. So from time to time, these go off for a few hours or a day or whatever, but it couldn't have been
okay.
off for a long period of time because of your ads. So
okay.
anyway, so the phone number's corrected on that. I'm going to cancel the website appointment because that's not what you were really looking at.
No. It was mainly to get us through the directories again. And like you said, some of them I might not even be on the directories, like the new one on Shanefield or Richland Hills. So, yeah.
So they all need an update. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. That'll work because that should get us our phone ringing.
Okay. I'll put in that request. And do the $80. And I'm going to tell you, they may have fixed it. I was going to say they've had a slowdown in our system today. And just another moment. But it looks like they fixed it. I wasn't going to keep you on the phone while I do the billing, but
okay.
It looks like they fixed it, so everything should be fine. Everything was just moving a little slow, and it's moving faster now. So I'll take care of that, and there are other requests we just discussed. And if you have any questions, not yet, just let me know, okay?
Okay. So
I don't know if you want me at this point, because you kind of know, do you still want to call when you're at the running out, or do you want to just do it as you want to do it? Like, do you want to call when you're ready, or do you want to be notified?
I mean, I do want to keep them on, you know, so yeah, before I run out, if you can.
Okay.
But like I said, right now it's just a little bit challenging without the extra cost, any cost coming in, you know, so you know, because we pay the monthly charges of $240 or $250, whatever it is that comes out for the website, you know, and the location landing. But, you know, not even those are getting us calls right now. So I'm like, and I know part of it was because they weren't verified yet. So that's why we tried to hurry up and get that one done yesterday or the day before. But with Google Ads, I want to keep running. So, yeah, hopefully re-updating the directories or updating the new ones on the directories will get our phones ringing a little. That way we can up the budget on the Google Ads.
Okay. I'll put in a request about the directories. The phone number has been fixed. I'm going to bill the $80 and turn your ads on. And we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.